Andrew's Daily Five. Join Lydia and me as we talk through all of They Might Be Giants' major releases, focusing on what we think are their most underrated songs. We can't be silent, because they might be giants. All right, welcome everyone back to episode 5. We've reached the halfway mark, so we're beginning our descent into the more recent They Might Be Giants underrated tracks. Lydia, how's everything going today?
It's going great.
Excellent. It is your turn to pick an intro and an outro song. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to wait until the end?
I'll do it now.
Okay.
I think for the intro song, I will go with I Can't Hide From My Mind.
Great pick.
And for the outro song, I think I will go with Fun Assassin.
Fun Assassin. Oh, yeah. That's one I don't listen to very much. I'll look forward to hearing that on the outro. Well, our first album for the day is The Spine from 2004. And Lydia's got the first song of the day, so tell us about an underrated song from The Spine.
All right, so I have chosen the titular track, Spine, and this song comes right after Experimental Film, which is the big poppy upbeat single from John Linnell, and it's a really solid little interlude track, which I always love when TBG does a good interlude track, and it kind of just has this odd psychedelic feeling of somebody, well, dragging their feet across their back and running their head against their neck. It's just a very odd metaphor for, I guess, feeling exhausted or something. And it's got some really fun rhymes in there. And I like how great of a segue it is into the next main track in the album, which is Memo to Human Resources. It just is really placed at the right time in the album.
Yeah, I love it too. It was definitely one of my picks for an underrated track. Here it is at 34 seconds. You'll get the whole thing. Here is Spine, sung by, I think this is Linnell singing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, here it is.
I've been dragging my feet across my back, and I've been rubbing my head against my neck, and I've been walking my fingers through my mind, and I've been feeling this feeling.
I mean, I can't, once I hear it, I can't help but like want to sing Memo to Human Resources. It's such a great segue between those two songs. Yeah, this is a great track. I like the other short one, Spines. That's also a lot of fun on the album too, but that's not the one I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with It's Kicking In. This is a Flansburgh song later on in the album, and it had additional instrumentation provided by The Elegant Two, and it's just a lot of energy. Just really, really get ramped up when I hear this song. And I think I've seen this song in concert. I have to go back and look at my set list, but I'm pretty sure they played this one at one point. The lyric I like from this one is when Flan sings, "Panicked call to her best friend on the phone. Won't sit down, but she just can't sit alone. Hard to justify a party band to somebody with no party plans." So this is It's Kicking In.
Shadow.
Yeah, those drum textures were a good pick for all the fast, loud singing. I've always been a big fan of Flansburgh rock songs like this one.
Yeah, it's a spike of energy for sure. All right, next up is from the same year. They did venue songs, and this was pretty cool at the time. I remember I saw them this year in Raleigh, and I remember them playing one of the, I mean, their Raleigh song. I didn't actually love that song though. I mean, it's cool in its own way because it's the local song, but as a song, it didn't stand out to me, so I didn't want to pick that one. I think I'm going to go with Anaheim. This one just kind of makes me smile every time I hear it.
Oh, yeah.
According to Flansburgh, the security guys at all their venues thought that They Might Be Giants were gay until they heard this song. That was a funny thing I heard. And it's just got some really funny lyrics. So Linnell's the singer on this one. I like when he says, "Oh, put away that crack pipe. Put some makeup on that bruise, because tonight we're going to the Anaheim House of Blues." Some great rhyming there. Let's take a listen. Here's Anaheim.
Oh, I don't want to stay in tonight and watch death with shriek, fall asleep with pizza crumbs on my clothes. So put away the hash pipe, the pornography, and the booze, 'cause tonight we're going to the Anaheim House of Blues. Don't do anything crazy, like defecate in your pants because you're lazy. Oh, put away that crack pipe, put some makeup on that bruise, 'cause tonight we're going to the Anaheim House of Blues. Yes, take me down to the Anaheim House of Blues. Oh, drag me by my hair to the Anaheim House of... Good night, Mrs. Hitler.
This one's kind of naughty by They Might Be Giants standards. What I like about venue songs is that there's a lot of room for them to be silly. Like, it's clear that a lot of these songs were just, like, thrown together in a brief period of time to keep them entertained during a tour. And so because of that, you have a lot of interesting, like, artist parodies and such, and just a lot of fun little musical sketches, and so we kind of get a lot of things that we really haven't seen the likes of before. Since I think this record is really underappreciated by the general TMBG fandom, just for how many interesting little ideas it throws together in one place.
Yeah, and the fact that they were able to, you know, throw all these songs together basically while on tour is how I'm understanding it. I think it's pretty impressive. To write an, you know, it's kind of like a dial-a-song thing where they put a new song together every week, but this is on an even more accelerated pace if they're, you know, doing a show every 2-3 days. Anaheim, the House of Blues, that song is ranked 538 on the wiki, so again, pretty far down on the list. And now, what about you, Lydia? What song are you going to go with from venue songs?
Okay, so I've picked the song Renew My Subscription, and as I understand, it was included as a downloadable rarity with The Spine, but it's also included on the venue songs disc as well. And I like this song because the rhyming in it, I think, is some of the most impressive rhyming that John Linnell has ever done. There's some really impressive, like multiple rhymes. Let's see. He rhymes the word subscription with description, addiction, prediction, and conniption. And there's also some really unexpected rhyming choices as well, such as rhyming quota with load of those magic pills.
Right.
And there's also just a really, like, high energy kind of sound in this one with some xylophone and some really catchy organ and a guitar as well. And yeah, it's just a really great and underappreciated song.
I love this one. Yeah, I'm glad you picked it. Here's Renew My Subscription.
I don't write a whole lot of letters, I figured I'd better say something now. I saw the thing about the heart sick shutting, thought that I should cut in and tell you that how. It woke me from a lifelong daydream while I've been aging, you wrote it all down. the people out loud. Renew my subscription to Desperate Bellowing Magazine. It sure does have a familiar ring. You might say I fit the description. Renew my subscription to Miserable Freak Show Quarterly. Every back number I saw spoke to me, acknowledging it's my addiction. Renew my subscription. I wanna be a much better person. Instead I worsen with every day. But there's a drug whose name I'm not sure of, which I need more of to feel okay. They told me exercise and diet, if I would try it, would cure my ills. But though I'm already past my quota, I want another load of those magic pills. Refill my prescription to whatever that thing is that makes the carpet stop turning into snakes. In lieu of my common conniption, refill my prescription and free me from where I don't want to be, standing outside the unopened pharmacy. Before I confirm your prediction, refill my prescription.
Renew my subscription to Miserable Freak Show Quarterly. I mean, I love that.
I love how it comes up with all those fake magazine names. Like, it's not clear whether he's singing about being addicted to a drug or being addicted to a magazine. And I love that.
Yeah, that's a great double meaning there. And you're right. There's just some phenomenal rhyming. I've always thought this was just a spine track. So I was, when I saw you write it down, I was shocked that it was... that it was on the venue songs, but I'm glad that it got highlighted on the show because it's very underrated. This is a great track. Love it. Okay, next up is The Elts from 2007. This is a great album, and it's a shorter album. There's only 13 songs. I think there's some longer ones, so I think lengthwise it might be about the same as all the other albums, but got some great tracks, so I'm excited to share some underrated tracks from this album. I think you're going first, right? So what have you got for us?
Yes, my pick is Upside Down Frown. What I love about The Elts is that it was created in collaboration with the Dust Brothers, who are producers that you might know for working with the Beastie Boys or for making the soundtrack for Fight Club. And so these guys have some really interesting like percussion beats that they often use in their songs. And so in partnering up with TMBG, you have this very interesting like clappy, stompy sounds throughout the album, and it kind of has a distinctive sound that no other TMBG albums have for that reason. And I love this song for just kind of making the most of that crossover and kind of just having this sort of like melody and rhythm that just punches its way into your head. But also the message of this song is really interesting. It's about somebody who just has trouble displaying their emotions for what they really are. Thus the chorus of like, my frown is only upside down. And so this, you kind of have like the classic John Linnell hallmark of like a narrator who's like struggling with their emotions and feeling understood. As explained in a rather snarky and witty way. So it's a really great song, and I definitely feel like it gets overlooked compared to other tracks in the album.
All right, cool. Here it is, Upside Down Frown.
You say you've got some very excellent news. You say I'm going to die when you tell me. And in my way I will, but though your words will kill, I know. Care. It's just because my frown is upside down. It's upside down. My frown is upside down. I'm happy at your happiness as well. Your anger makes me mad, though you can't tell. Believe me when I say I'm with you. Way, and though you think I'm trying to blow you off, all weird. Black is white and the rainbow has a beard. Are your eyes playing tricks? Or should you get your glasses fixed? Well, I don't think your eyesight is to blame. The problem is my frown is upside down.
I'm glad you pointed out the drumming, because I think this song is great for harmonies and the melody, but the drumming is excellent. I really like the Dust Brothers, and did they only work with the Dust Brothers on this album, or did they collaborate on any others? I can't remember.
I think they also did like one collaboration back around John Henry era on Snail Dust.
That's right, Snail
Dust. But yeah, I don't think they've done anything else before or since. And yeah, thanks for bringing up the harmonies, because there's also some really like gentle, sweet, subdued harmonies here. I love when the drums do that.
Yeah, me too. All right, my pick is going to be Feign Amnesia. This is near the end of the album. This is a Flansburgh track.
Oh, nice.
And it's ranked 505 on the wiki, so again, pretty far down there. The Barbarians, the Seed, the Lost, and the Remains are mentioned in the song, and they were four 60s garage rock bands, three of which were actually local to Massachusetts, where the Johns grew up. So I wanted to just, that's a little bit of research that I found out. This one just is a lot of fun. I enjoy listening to that one. The lyric I like, not much quiet about reinvention. Why half settle for stuff that is half new? Like a volume beyond comprehension, if the bass won't get you, the treble will get you. Take a listen to Feign Amnesia.
That's a really great song to come at the tail end of the album. I've always enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I think that leads right into Mesopotamian. So they just, you know, they get the energy up and then they go out with a bang. So this is a phenomenal album.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, there's
one of their most consistent, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Well, there's some more underrated tracks for you guys. You'll hear Fun Assassin on the way out. And then we will be back next time with three more albums and some more underrated tracks. So thanks for joining us. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right.
playing like a mirror in the dark, and we're off to a bad start again. Dawn begins, this is what the summer became. Only strangers walking down from the beach. Where did we bury the time? Fun assassin killing fun for kicks. Stab me in the front, tell me that I'm jinxed. Fun assassin, take off your disguise. Look me in the eye and lie.